The Things They Carried, Disc 3.
This one wakes me up. In the mountains that day, I watched Lemon turn sideways. He laughed and said something to Rat Kylie. Then he took a peculiar half-step, moving from shade into bright sunlight, and the booby-trapped 105 round blew him into a tree. The parts were just hanging there, so Dave Jensen and I were ordered to shinny up and peel them off. I remember the white bone of an arm. I remember pieces of skin and something wet and yellow that must have been the intestines. The gore was horrible and stays with me. But what wakes me up 20 years later is Dave Jensen singing Lemon Tree as we threw down the parts. You can tell a true war story by the questions you ask. Somebody tells a story, let's say, and afterward you ask, is it true? And if the answer matters, you've got your answer. For example, we've all heard this one. Four guys go down a trail, a grenade sails out, one guy jumps on it and takes the blast and saves his three buddies. Is it true? The answer matters. You'd feel cheated if it never happened. Without the grounding reality, it's just a trite bit of puffery, pure Hollywood. Untrue in the way all such stories are untrue. Yet, if it did happen, and maybe it did, anything's possible. Even then, you know it can't be true, because a true war story doesn't depend upon that kind of truth. Absolute occurrence is irrelevant. A thing may happen and be a total lie. Another thing may not happen and be truer than the truth. For example, four guys go down a trail, a grenade sails out, one guy jumps on it and takes the blast. But it's a killer grenade, and everybody dies anyway. Before they die, though, one of the dead guys says, "The fuck you do that for?" And the jumper says, "Story of my life, man." And the other guy starts to smile, but he's dead. That's a true story that never happened. 20 years later, I can still see the sunlight on Lemon's face. I can see him turning, looking back at Rat Kylie. Then he laughed and took that curious half-step from shade into sunlight, his face suddenly brown and shining. And when his foot touched down in that instant, he must have thought it was the sunlight that was killing him. It was not the sunlight. It was a rigged 105 round. But if I could ever get the story right, how the sun seemed to gather around him and pick him up and lift him high into a tree, if I could somehow recreate the fatal whiteness of that light, the quick glare, the obvious cause and effect, then you would believe the last thing Kurt Lemon believed, which for him must have been the final truth. Now and then when I tell this story, someone will come up to me afterward and say she liked it. It's always a woman. Usually it's an older woman of kindly temperament and humane politics. She'll explain that as a rule, she hates war stories. She can't understand why people want to wallow in all the blood and gore. But this one she liked. The poor baby buffalo, it made her sad. Sometimes even, there are little tears. What I should do, she'll say, is put it all behind me. Find new stories to tell. I won't say it, but I'll think it. I'll picture Rat Kylie's face, his grief, and I'll think, you dumb coos. Because she wasn't listening. It wasn't a war story. It was a love story. But you can't say that. All you can do is tell it one more time, patiently, adding and subtracting, making up a few things to get at the real truth. No Mitchell Sanders, you tell her, no Lemon, no Rat Kylie, no Trail Junction, no baby buffalo, no vines or moss or white blossoms. Beginning to end, you tell her, it's all made up. Every goddamn detail, the mountains and the river and especially that poor dumb baby buffalo, none of it happened, none of it. And even if it did happen, it didn't happen in the mountains. It happened in this little village on the Patangan Peninsula. And it was raining like crazy. And one night a guy named Stink Harris woke up screaming with a leech on his tongue. You can tell a true war story if you just keep on telling it. And in the end, of course, a true war story is never about war. It's about sunlight. It's about the special way that dawn spreads out on a river when you know you must cross the river and march into the mountains and do things you're afraid to do. It's about love and memory. It's about sorrow. It's about sisters who never write back and people who never listen.